Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm glad to be here this fine morning. Beautiful day. Wow. I never got interrupted by myself before. But anyway, I'm here live this morning. Glad to be here this fine morning. Hope everybody's tuned in and had a good weekend. I tell you, we've had a beautiful weekend, haven't we? I mean, very beautiful weekend. And regardless, it's the day that the Lord has made. He says, let's rejoice and be glad in it. Let's not look and say, oh, tomorrow's Monday, we got to go back to work. This is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice in it. Amen. And be glad. I just thank the Lord for all he's done, all he's going to do, all he's doing now, and the prayers that he's answered. Before we get into word, I want us to go to the Lord in prayer. God, I sure thank you for everything. God, I do thank you for this day. I thank you for the breath of life. I thank you for your love, your mercy, your long suffering towards us all, God, and that salvation, God, that you purchased for us, each and every one, God, and how you bridged the gap for us, God. And you know what we needed, God, and you granted and you fixed it and you done it the right way, God. And I know that you're still reaching out unto souls today, and I pray, Lord, through this radio ministry, God, through all these that might be listening today, God, that ones that are lost, God, that they might turn to you, Lord, and be saved. And Lord, the ones that are saved, that it might be an answer to prayer, maybe give them a little more wisdom or knowledge or just encouragement, Lord. I just pray that you would just strengthen us and help us, each and every one. Remember the lost, God, and I'll give you the praise, honor, and the glory for it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm joined with my wife, and I've got sons, and I even got a, well, it used to be a neighbor youngin', but he still comes around with us this morning. But praise the Lord, we got us a room full this morning. but I'm going to have my son, my youngest son here. He's going to read for us from Daniel, the 12th chapter.
Daniel, chapter 12, verse 1 through verse 4. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some of the everlasting life, and come to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And well, I didn't introduce me and my wife, but I'm, of course, Brother Tommy Ledford. My wife over there is Carol. Yeah. Amen. But we want to come to you. This is something that, we're talking about today's world. And you know, which he prophesied and was telling about the things that was going to happen.
Right.
And the troubles and things that happen, which, you know, we know that the Bible's based on Israel and, them being the time clock and all so far as that. But he tells us about this, but he comes to the fourth verse and he says, but old Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even, yeah, to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. And I just kind of want to hit on this one verse this morning. We're in this time. This world has changed so much. just in the last, 20 years, it's changed so much. You could say in the last 2 years, year or so, it's changing and going so much different. And he said they're going to and fro, and he says knowledge shall increase.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, that's a good thing. Well, no, not always. The knowledge of God, if it increases, that's good. And if you have a knowledge according to God, that's awesome. Amen. But, through wisdom and all that so far as the world and the knowledge of the world, they knew not God. Amen. But
that's right.
But we got to have the knowledge of God. But if we this knowledge increasing that we have in the world today, we have. I just think about it. Just even what we do with our cell phones, the things. We was talking about this that we've got a rented little pickup truck that's rented and all this, and it's just crazy about the thing. It's kind of like the dash and all the buttons. I don't know if they had that many buttons in a B-1 bomber. All the stuff that they've got in that thing today. And
well, there's more technology in an old flip phone than there was in the first space shuttle that went to space.
Yeah, the youngins has got more gigabytes or anything else in their bedrooms and what they had to put the first man on the moon.
Oh, yeah.
and all that, so far as that. But this is where it's increased. I like the truck. We was talking about the truck. I had it on cruise control, and the next thing is it slowed down. It slows down for you and all that stuff. I don't want to slow down. If I want to slow down, I'll put the brakes on, but it does that, and they got cars that park, and I can tell you right now, if you're not able to park a car, you don't need to drive.
Amen.
And it's stuff like that. I mean, this thing has it dings you with all kind of stuff going on. And one day it was dinging us, and it told me I need to take a rest. I mean, it's just crazy things. This is a knowledge that's increased. I mean, we can talk to anybody we want to in the world and not know their language. They don't have to know our language. We can email them. They understand in their language. I mean, you remember the Tower of Babylon? I mean, here we're getting, we all one language now, pretty much in a way. And, there's nothing that seems like it can be withheld from us. All the scientific knowledge and things that they've come up with and this, that, and the other. But, the thing is, the knowledge of God, there's not so many. It's increased in that as they have in the world. This knowledge of all these things and how things are put together. And even when they even trying to change math around, how people learn math, this Common Core math. And now I heard it doesn't matter whether you get it right or not, long as you know how to do it. Well, let me tell you something. It matters at my job. I've got to get the math right.
It matters if you're an engineer.
Yes, yeah.
It matters if you're making change.
Exactly.
Do you want correct change back?
Yeah, exactly. And, I've seen, people don't even count change back. They might count what they have in their hand.
No, but they don't know how to count it back to you.
Right. And I've seen some of them when you give them, some dollars and some change so you don't get a bunch of pennies or whatever back. I've had some hand me back
the change.
It
does not compute.
I've had some that look at me funny and then have to put it in the calculator or the machine there to get the change back. I mean, it's terrible.
It does not compute.
This knowledge of the world, these other things that have increased and have increased abundantly, has it come to better us? No, it hadn't.
Because those things think for us. They think for us. I mean, how many telephone numbers do you have memorized? Not very many.
Well, I can still remember the first house I lived in.
Well, I can too.
Address, zip code, and telephone
number. But I don't know that I could tell you my daughter's phone number.
Yeah.
Because it's in my cell phone, and I have to remember it.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
No, we're not really wiser.
But what it's done, which has made us lazy in a way.
It does.
But I remember when computers were first introduced. I mean, so far as in the workplace and businesses and all that, and it was like they went backwards in time, mm-hmm. as long as it took them, but it was supposed to save us more time. And what this thing has done, I'm not trying to preach against computers or cell phones or whatever. I'm just trying to tell you where the knowledge has increased. And I mean, you know, there's nothing that you can't do on your cell phone. I mean, mm-hmm. you can watch a movie, you can bank on it, you can, you know, call somebody, text somebody, mm-hmm. you can, I don't even know what all you can do. On it. I mean, there's so many things that you can. This is the knowledge that's increased. But let me tell you something. Something that was done 2,000 years ago, people can't tell you about that. People can't tell you that much. And we've had it written down. Amen. We've had it in English language since 1611. Right. Amen. And people just don't know about God. They know about the knowledge of the world. It's like I had a good friend of mine. I talked to him one day, and we was, you know, he was supposed to be a Christian too, and we was talking about the Bible and everything, and he started telling me to, I ain't gonna say the type of church or whatever, but anyway, he was telling me, oh, well, this is what the church believes, and this is what that is, and that. I'm like, you know more about your religion than you know about the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to know about God. We need to know about him. This is the times of the end.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And we better know about him. We don't need to be caught up with all the knowledge of the world. People can tell you all kinds of stuff. I mean, these children today, what they can tell you. I mean, they have got knowledge, especially of electronics and all these other things that they come up with. And people are running to and fro. But what is it doing? All this, you know, when they talk about, oh, what liberty we have. Our liberty is coming to bring us into captivity.
Well, what happens when the towers go down? Have you ever noticed what happens when an area loses cell service or they lose Wi-Fi? People get irate.
Yeah, kind of.
Because
stir-crazy.
They cannot function now without something playing or something going or something to look at. It's sad. It's sad. And I feel like we're in the same time as it speaks about in the Old Testament, where the word was hidden in the wall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We need a revival of the word.
Yes, amen. That's what I'm getting to is, yeah, we need to have that because, you know, people, even the preachers today, you know, they count on these, what do you call them things?
Tablets
and notebooks and all that stuff. And you know, I kind of have this message one day, if the Lord blessed me to preach that, what happens when the batteries go dead? You know, we've got to have this thing on our tables of our heart. Mm-hmm. We need to read it. We need to have the word of God on our tables of our heart. We need to be able to stand. Look, the elders, the ones that the really prayer warriors and all, they're fading out, or they, a bunch of them have faded out. There's not many elders anymore that's leading the others. You got these younger coming in that hadn't really got the knowledge of God that they need to have, and coming in, and they're using actually these other things as teaching aids and all that when they need to really get down to business with God. We got to pray. We got to pray and seek the face of God. Well, we got to get his knowledge.
People say that the Lord doesn't speak anymore. The Lord doesn't speak to people anymore. I've heard ministers say that. The Lord doesn't talk to us anymore. He's talked to us through his word. But let me tell you, if you constantly have something going, or your mind tied up on something, if you always have earbuds in, or you're always listening to something, or you're always watching something, or even if it's just the radio in your vehicle or whatever, something playing in the background, how can the Lord get in? He doesn't, I mean, he, what is he going to do? Turn everything off? You have to have a quiet place where you can hear the Lord speak.
That's when he
to
talks
you.
About going in the closet.
But I mean, the Lord is speaking, but we can't hear him over the noise of everything else. Everything else is blaring in our ears. How can we hear the still small voice of God when we have all this other stuff blaring in our faces all the time? We can't.
And people don't make time.
That's
they
right.
They don't make time for God. We're too busy. We got all this stuff going.
You're too busy
well,
for
you
the Lord.
Make
you're too
time.
Busy.
You better That's make right. time. You need to make time. I remember they had some years ago a commercial around Verizon or whatever, And they were showing, you know, somebody not having signal, and they'd be standing here, going there, walking around and saying, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Well, let me ask you something. What happens when you get into a tragedy and you really need God? When everybody else fails you, when the doctor, when the banker, when the lawyer, when all those fail you, and all the things that you look toward, your savings account, and all those things, when all that fails you and you really need God, you know, I wonder if he would just say, can you hear me now?
I was just talking to Chris about this yesterday. He called and was telling me about an opportunity where he felt the Lord speak to him to minister to somebody. And he was very excited. And I said, Chris, that should be the norm.
Yes.
It should be normal, that an everyday occurrence, for the Lord to be able to speak something to you and you know his voice well enough to not say, oh, that's just me, or, oh, I just feel that, or maybe I shouldn't. No, when we know the voice of the Lord, we will know that it's him, and we will know to act on it, because that could be the turning point in that person's life, or could save that person. We don't know. I mean, they could be ready to commit suicide, or ready to kill somebody. They don't know, end of their rope. We don't know. But if the Lord speaks something, we need to be able to hear him, and we need to know his voice. And we can't do that if we're cumbered about with
yeah,
all this
with everything
stuff.
Else. Yeah, you can't hear. I mean, it's just like, you know, all these noises around, and you're like, which
yeah,
ones, you know.
Exactly.
But the thing is, he's not going to try to fight over the TV or anything
else.
You know what? If you don't want to be with him, I mean, hey,
that's... He's a gentleman.
Yes, he is. He is. He don't force himself on anyone.
No.
But I can tell you that you can have a real relationship
yes.
with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, you
can. Have that.
And he
you
desires
can know his
it.
Voice. And I remember, you know, the people I got saved under, Brother Roddy, Sister Joe, Bridge, and they were always saying, make sure that you know the voice of
That's
the Lord.
Right.
Because you know what? There's two voices talking out there.
At least.
And yes. And, you know, he's sitting in the temple of God showing himself that he is God.
Yeah.
But we've got to know the voice of the Lord.
Yeah.
Because if we know the voice of the Lord, he said, a stranger we will not follow. But he says, my sheep know my voice.
That's right. They hear my voice and they know me.
That's right.
And see, they'll follow
that,
him.
That's the thing. Even though we're in this busy world and all the things that are happening, I mean, we can see, I mean, our country, it has turned so much that all. I mean, we look at the Facebook and the Twitter or whatever it is, all these different
social media
things that they've gotten, and the word that they're spreading out there. But we need to get a word from God. Amen. We don't need it from the world. We need it
from
God.
And he's not gonna talk to you on Facebook.
Yeah, he doesn't have a Facebook page.
He does not have a Twitter account.
Yeah, but people stay tied up with that.
Yep.
We need to hear from God. We need to know that it's God. We need to know his voice. And the thing is, when back in the day and they had those sheep, all the shepherds and the flocks, they didn't have to keep them separate. They could water them all together. Because when one shepherd went to go and he called for his sheep knew his voice and they followed him. They come out from the rest of the flock and they would follow him.
They knew his voice.
Yes.
Because those sheep and that shepherd, they spent time together alone.
And he talked
away
to them.
From the noise.
And he talked
and
to
he
them.
And he talked to them. That's right. And they learned his voice. And you know what? They knew that he was going to keep them from danger. They knew that he was going to provide for them. They trusted him. And that's, the Lord is the good shepherd.
Yes, he is.
And his sheep will behave the same way.
And, well, you know, the other thing is about this, people go around to try to find or get more knowledge about this and that and the other, when all they got a great physician, they've got a great counselor, they've got everything that they need if they would just call on him. And just, I was telling somebody the other day about, you know, if you pray and you talk, I think it was a Friday night, I was telling the lady in Walmart, I'm like, if you pray and the Lord tells you, then you're good.
That's
right. It doesn't matter about what anything else. you're good. It'll work.
It'll work.
And let me tell you something. He'll work in your finances.
Oh, yes.
He'll work in anything that you need work in, and he's a professional at it.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a great counselor.
He does not make mistakes.
Amen. He is a great counselor. If we'll hear that voice.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, people are trying to Google salvation, you could say, in a way, but we don't need to Google it. We need to get down on our knees, get a hold of God, and let God get a hold of us.
That
Amen.
Would be like me going to the president of a bank to find out what's wrong with my back. You can't go to somebody that lays concrete and try to find out how to fix your refrigerator. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
You can't go to the world to try to learn the things of God. It doesn't work that way. You can't. The world can't teach you about the things of God. Now, they can teach you spiritual things, but it's not just the wrong spirit.
Yeah.
You don't want to try to learn from the world the things of God. He's not of this world.
Well, I can tell you that, and you know, he always, he tells us a lot about the false prophet and to mm-hmm. beware and let no man deceive you.
Right.
And I've seen people that make these beautiful sermons and all these fancy words and things and that and, mm-hmm. and all that. Mm-hmm. But I can hear it sometimes over the radios and stuff that they're saying. I'm like, oh my. It's totally against the word of God.
That's right.
What they're saying.
That's right.
Even some of the songs is totally against what the word of God says.
But people
and
believe
that. And if we don't
that.
Study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth, if we're not listening to the voice of mm-hmm. God, we won't know. We'll be led off. And people is puffed up with knowledge. Knowledge increases, and it puffeth up.
Right.
But charity edifies. You have to watch out about all the knowledge. People are like, oh, that they know what vase they drank out of and this and that and the other over there in the old country and blah, blah, this. You know what? I don't care what they drank out of. You better know what you're drinking.
Well, this is the thing. I've had somebody tell me before that was really trying to grow in the Lord. They went to a minister friend of theirs and was trying to find out about the power of the Holy Ghost. And the minister that they went to did not believe that the Holy Ghost still worked. Didn't believe that the works of the Spirit were still active in the church. Well, how
wow.
can you go to somebody that doesn't believe that it's available and find out how to have it work? I mean, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
like going to somebody Popeyes and asking for a crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You would never go to a veterinarian to have neurosurgery. You just don't do that. If I need to have my brain operated on, I'm not going to go to a kidney specialist.
Right.
I'm going to go to a neurologist. You know, I mean, we got to be wise in what we're doing. We need to seek out the Lord. If you will read your word and pray, the Lord will show himself to you.
Amen.
He's very real. And he said he would lead and guide us into all truth if we would seek him. But we've got to seek him.
We've got to let the knowledge of the world go when it
yes.
comes to God. I mean, I know that there's a lot of things out there smart and all that, but let it work for the world.
That's right.
Yeah, but we can't
not
use
for your
that.
Soul.
No.
It,
let me tell you something. God's still the same today,
that's
yesterday,
right.
and forever, and he changeth not. He's still the same
yes.
God. And you know what? And he's still got all power. And you know what? Heaven is still just like he said it would be. The only thing that's changing, it says hell is enlarging its mouth without measure
right.
because there's more folks going. Amen.
Right.
So
that's so sad. It's so unnecessary.
But we have this. It's right at our hands. It's right at our fingertips. We get a hold of this and people say, oh no, God don't speak. Let me tell you something. I've seen him speak to my little boy.
That's right.
My little boy, I've seen him speak to my little boy and him not have nobody else.
Yep.
And he said, this is the way he felt. And he done as he was led
That's right.
to do. And I tell you what, he was blessed in every bit.
That's right.
I mean,
right.
from, I don't care if it's my little boy right on up to, you know, my oldest or middle
Any,
ones or
right.
whatever.
Right.
It works. Let me tell you something. I've had God tell me something that was totally out of whack, out of place. What
you would
I
never
thought
think.
Was just, I'm like, yeah. Why do you want me to do this? I remember a time when I had long been saved, and I went to a revival over here on this side of the world, and I lived on the other side of Florida, and I went, and I was needing some fuel on the way home. I'm like, wow, okay, I didn't get fuel. I need to get some fuel. And I went to pull off, and there was a big, nice, you know, fuel station right yeah. down the road where they had uh-huh. hamburgers and all that. And I was, matter of fact, my oldest son, he was just a little fella, and I was going to, you know, think about going in there. And the Lord spoke to me and told me to, you know, turn right. And there was this little old station. I mean, they might have had a pack of crackers and Coca-Cola, right. but it was just gas and just a few tater chips. I mean, little old bitty place.
Right.
You couldn't hardly turn around. You know, one of them little small places. And he spoke to me and told me to go there. And I was thinking the other mm-hmm. way, boy, you got all kind of choices and you can get something to eat and all this kind of stuff. But he told me to go there.
Right.
And when I went there, there was a woman there that worked there that was talking to her mother, and they had been to church or something, and they were talking about the word and all that. And when I stepped in, I was listening and all, and they needed some understanding. They needed clarification. They were questioning, uh-huh. you know, among themselves. And I started telling them what the word of God said. I'm telling you what, we just had a meeting right there.
Right.
We had a meeting. And it's just like when he told Philip, you know, go join yourself in a chair. If he said, I don't think so. I don't think I want to do that. I don't think I want to run right. down no chariot. I think I want to go this way. I mean, you know what happened with Jonah when he didn't do what God right. said do? He was swallowed up by a whale.
Yeah.
And he cried out from the belly of hell. The Bible says, you know, he was compassed about and he went down to the bottom of the mountains. It said, you know, well, it goes deep too. But, you know, it talked about the seaweed around him and all that. You know, it was, I just look at that as it's so much a miracle. Anyway, God made a fish that breathed there, you know, and all this happening, a whale that didn't chew him up, but just swallowed him whole. But nevertheless, that's what happened to him because he didn't obey. And let me tell you something, praise God, since we're on that subject, this won't cost you nothing extra. is when he cried out and he got a hold of God. He
right.
didn't get a hold of anything else. He didn't text somebody. But when he got a hold of God, he got a hold of God. Let me tell you something. The well, this is two things that had to, one of two things that had to happen. Either the well vomited a long ways or he beached the well.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he said, He got off on dry ground.
Yeah.
He was vomited up on dry ground.
Right.
And that place, Nineveh was, what, like a five-day journey or three-day journey or something like that. He entered into one day. Let me tell
right.
you something. Nobody could outrun him. Amen. But
well,
let me tell you something. He had been in contact with God. That's what we've got to be, to steer from such as that, if we'll listen, as Philip joined
that's
himself
right.
unto the chariot. And you know what? That man was blessed. He was coming back dry from Jerusalem, but he had got everything he needed. Philip baptized him, and then the Lord blessed him and carried Philip away in the spirit. Amen.
That's right.
He just carried him to another place. I'll tell you what, I want to be that close
so
to God.
So not only Philip was blessed, how many others were blessed?
Amen.
Because the
he obeyed.
Philippian was blessed, and I'm sure he spread it.
Yes.
You know, it affects so many people if we just listen to the Lord.
Look, we're down to the seconds here. I just want to tell you that you can let all the knowledge of the world just pass by. When it
yes.
comes to God, you got to get on your knees. You got to tap in. You ain't got to get on, you know, websites. You need to tap in. You need to get on your knees and pray and seek God, and he will answer you. He will talk to you. If you'll seek him and seek him early, you will find him, and he will speak to you because he's no respect to person.